Okay, if you look at your life and you judge it kind of critically, and if you're a perfectionist, that's exactly what you do. You judge your life hypercritically. And no matter what it is you do, you say, I could have done it better. I could have been better. Now, there is this side of it. It's nice to always aspire to be the best that you can be. God has given you talents and gifts and abilities. And in the parable of the talents, he talks about that. And God says, hey, look, I do have an expectation that you are going to work really hard with what I've given you. But it's not about being perfect. God actually calls you out into this great adventurous life, not to live it perfectly, but to live it faithfully. And that's the real difference. But if you're asking yourself the question, am I enough? My question to you would be, what would you actually have to accomplish to feel that you are enough? You know, you're not going to be the best at everything. And sometimes when you recognize that you're not the best, if you're feeling anxiety, then you're going to start to cover up your flaws and your foibles. And you're going to say, you know what, I'm just going to cover this up. Because if I actually let you see who I am, and you say, well, yeah, it's okay, not perfect, then you're going to feel really bad about yourself. Do you understand the source of your anxiety? And I want to talk to you about your anxiety or your teen's anxiety. Do you know the source of it? Do you really know what it's all about? You know, do you struggle with the belief that you're not enough? If you're always asking that question of yourself, I'm not enough, am I enough? Then you're going to feel anxious. But here's what God says. He actually poses this question, and he says, does the God who lavishly provides you with his own presence, his Holy Spirit, working things in your life that you could never do for yourself, does he do this because of your own moral striving or because you trust him to accomplish this in you? Because these things happen in you just as they happen with Abraham. Abraham believed God, and that act of belief was turned into a life that was set right with God. What God is saying is trust. Believe. That is going to be the best thing that you can do to address your anxiety. 888-914-9149.